Well, all those sacrifices we no longer... Oh, sorry. It's on the back of my handbag. We no longer do, so I'm going to speak out of the Ketuvah HaShelekim today. So let us pray. Abba Father, we just thank you and praise you for your wonderful word. And I ask that you'll make the words that come from my mouth and the thoughts that have been come from my heart be acceptable in your presence. Because you, Yehovah, are my rock and my redeemer. And I ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Today, I've titled my message, Yehovah Wants to Give to You. And tomorrow evening at sundown, we will commemorate the Pesach Seder. And Seder means order of service. So we do that in remembrance of the Hebrews leaving Mitzrayim or Egypt, as well as it being the last meal of Yeshua HaMashiach that he shared with his Talmudim before his crucifixion. Yeshua gave his life for us the very next day. So I want to share with you what Yehovah wants to give you who follow him and obey his mitzvot through the saving grace of Yeshua. We read in 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17. We can go there, please. Slide 2. What's happened? Pardon? You right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17, it says, a cup of blessing which we bless is not a sharing in the blood, is it not a sharing in the blood of the Messiah? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Messiah? Because there is one bread, we are many, are one body. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And in Matityahu chapter 14 and verse 17 to 19, it says, and they said to him, I want you to listen to these scriptures. I'm going to give you a few, and I want you to listen and see if you can pick up anything out of these scriptures. And they said to him, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them to me. And commanding the crowds to sit down in the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to the heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves and gave it to the taught ones. And the taught ones gave to the crowds. In Matityahu 26, 26, and they were eating, Yeshua took the bread, having blessed them, broke it and gave it to the taught ones and said, take, eat, this is my body. In Mark 6, verse 41, it says, and Yeshua, taking 5 loaves and 2 fishes, looking up into the heavens, he blessed them, broke the loaves, and gave them to his taught ones to set before them, and the 2 fishes he divided among them. And in Mark 4, 22, they were eating, and Yeshua took the bread, having blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Take, eat, this is my body. And in Luke 9, verse 16, it says, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, having looked up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the taught ones to set before the crowd. And again in Luke 24, verses 30 to 31, and it came to be when he sat at the table with them, having taken the bread, he blessed, and having broken, he was giving it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. So I've gone through all those scriptures for one purpose. Yehovah, when he wants to get a message across to us, he repeats it time after time after time. He wants us to look for a pattern in his actions. Could you see the pattern that was in every one of those scriptures? Yeshua, first of all, he took. Then he blessed. Then he broke. And then he gave. This order of action occurred exactly the same way in every single case. Matityahu did not simply write in that style, since we see it both in Mark and Luke as well. And it's wonderful when we can get a revelation and we can receive it. It is a pattern that Yehovah does with our lives. Yeshua did this with bread and fishes. He did it with bread when he fed the multitude. He did it again at his Passover Seder for what is commonly known as the Last Supper before he died. And speaking of bread, Shaul said that the bread we eat at our remembrance service is Yeshua's body. He said that since we partake of the same single body of Mashiach or the bread of Yehovah, we are all one loaf. The remembrance service is often associated with communion. That word we don't use here, but when you think of communion, it's got one word in it that says union. We are united as one through that communion. We are one loaf with Yeshua HaMashiach. Eating that bread is showing that it is true. What is true with Mashiach is within us and true of us, since we are in union with him. We take the bread and we put it inside us. This action is illustrative. And we remind ourselves of the body of Mashiach until he comes. We show his death until he comes, because this death of the Mashiach is the point where people must first come to unite with him. We have to die to self. And we do that through our immersion. The death of Yeshua HaMashiach is where union with him all begins. When Shaul spoke of communion, he said it again in the same order in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 24. And it says, "For I received from the Master that which I also delivered to you, that the Master Yeshua, in the night which he was delivered, took bread, and having given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Yeshua experienced that, and so do we. Why? Because we are one loaf with him. And those who walked with Yeshua on the road to Emmaus did not know him by his appearance. They didn't know him by his voice. They didn't know him by his teachings. That's always puzzled me. If they knew him so well, why didn't they recognize him? He must have looked so different. But after being in his presence some time, they still didn't recognize him until he came to eat with them. And then he took the bread. He blessed it. He broke it and he gave it. And that's when they knew him. And as soon as they knew him, he disappeared. Their eyes were opened at the very same moment. It was the exact same pattern. People recognize us that we are children of Yehovah, of the same body. When we see a life taken, blessed, broken, and given, we are not the same as before. We can't be the same as before. Otherwise, we haven't gone through those four steps. Yehovah wants to give you to the world after he takes you out of the world. And that happens at your immersion. Remember, we are in the world, but not of it. He wants to give you back into the world in a different state than what he took you from it or took you out of it. But between the time that he takes you and the time you get back in, you experience two things. You experience blessings and breaking. Now that's difficult to comprehend for some, I know. We do not like the second part. We don't like the breaking bit. We want to go on life as normal. We just want to be blessed. We don't want to go through the breaking. When we only go through the blessing, we never can be useful to Yehovah. We have to have the old man that was within us broken before he can use us to bless others. We have to get rid of our worldly ways. And sometimes we've been in the world a long time before this happens. Notice what we read about the words Yeshua spoke to the two on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24:27. It says, and beginning at Moshe and all the prophets, he was explaining to them in all the scriptures the matters concerning himself. That's what happened on the road to Emmaus. He started with Moshe, then went, which is the Torah. Then he went through the Nevi'im, the prophets. Why didn't he go through the Kedavah Shalakim? It wasn't written. He could only show himself through the Torah and the prophets. Yeshua began with Moshe and the prophets so that they could see him in it, but they still didn't recognize him. So I want to have a look at Moshe to see why he started there. Moshe's name actually means drawing out. And we read in slide 7, I've given you four different things to look at. One, Moshe was drawn out of the waters and he was placed in Mitzrayim or Egypt. Remember, Moshe was put in and allowed to go and flow into the reeds because he was supposed to have been killed at 3 months. But his mother couldn't do it. So she put him in the basket and let him float off. Then he was taken from destruction and he was blessed with power and the treasures of Mitzrayim. He became great in Mitzrayim because he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But then he was broken. He was broken for 40 years when he went into the wilderness. And after that, he was given to Israel as a leader to lead them to the promised land. He gave of himself to lead the others to safety. You cannot be given to help others if you haven't experienced the first three. You have to be taken out. You have to be blessed and you have to be broken before you've got any use to anybody else. Then we can look at King David, before he was King David. In Shamuel Bait, 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 8. And it says, and now say to my servant David, thus says Yehovah of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the flock, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. King David was one, taken from the pasture. Two, he was blessed as he slew Goliath and all the people, saying that he was slaying tens of thousands while Shaul the king only slew thousands. Then he was broken for 15 years as Shaul chased him like an animal to kill him. And after that, he was given to Israel as king. Yeshua, the son of the living Elohim, is also an example. Yeshua, the son of the living Elohim, took upon himself the form of a man. He was blessed with miracles and healings. He was broken on the stake. And he was given to all the world as the comforter. Yeshua said he would not leave them comfortless, but would come to them. And he didn't. He sent his Ruach HaKodesh. Now look how we are blessed. Can we go to slide 10? Yehovah took Adam from the dust of the ground. He blessed him with the breath of life. But Adam should have been broken by not giving into his flesh to take the forbidden fruit. And then, because he wasn't broken, Yehovah could have given him the world. If he was broken, Yehovah could have given him the world as leader of a righteous humanity under Yehovah. That was the plan. I truly believe that was the plan. If Adam had followed Yehovah's instructions and not given in and not been broken by HaSatan, he would have lived to eternity and as leader of a righteous humanity under Yehovah. But Adam fell short and the plan was changed. So many people could be given to the world in blessing, but in the process between being taken and being given, they enjoyed the blessing but stopped at the breaking. The experiences we go through that are fiery trials of our lives are only making us more valuable to Yehovah to be able to give to the world. Sometimes trials come and we step out of the process and we refuse to continue. But trials are making us greater. I always say when we're going through a trial, especially when I'm going through one, I will come out of this better, not bitter. It's one little vowel. We either become better or bitter. One vowel can change our lives. I also believe that unless we've been through the school of hard knocks, we cannot have empathy with others or help them through their trials. Kava speaks about Yehovah giving us a ministry in the world. Each and every one of us has a ministry. I've said this time after time. In Kepha Aleph, or 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11, it says, it's the wrong scripture. Is there another one there, or did I miss it out? It's there, yep. As each one has received a gift, serve one another as good trustees of the manifold favour of Elohim. If anyone speaks, let it be as the word of Elohim. If anyone serves, let it be as with the strength which Elohim provides, so that Elohim might be praised in it all through Yeshua HaMashiach, to whom belongs the esteem and the rule forever and ever. Amen. And all of us want to be used in ministry and given to the world. But what about the next few words? Immediately after Kepha speaks of ministry, he says in 1 Peter 4, 12 to 14, "Beloved ones, do not be surprised at the fiery trial that is coming upon you, to try you as though some unusual matter has befallen you. But as you share Messiah's sufferings, rejoice in order that you might rejoice exultingly at the revelation of his esteem. If you are reproached for the name of Messiah, you are blessed, because the spirit of esteem and of Elohim rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is praised." That's so, so true. So many people blaspheme the name of Yeshua, and they have no part in him. The reason Kepha speaks of ministry and then fiery trials is because in order to be used in ministry, there is the breaking. When the trial has worked upon you, Kepha said it has the effect of burning away dross and purifying the inner element that is golden, that is your faith. You have faith in you when you are saved. That is how you experienced Yehovah's grace. But it is by grace you are saved. His grace chose you when you were a sinner. But there are a lot of contaminants in you also. Your faith is fine, but it's mixed in with a lot of defilement. So we have to get broken to get rid of this defilement. You do not get better gold from another source and add it to the gold that was purged in order to get pure gold. The gold was there, but it simply had to be separated from the defilement and the defilement thrown away so that only the gold would be left or remain. That's like our faith. Your faith is great. You simply need to have it separated from the doubts of your mind, the doubts of your flesh, and other silly things in your heart that likes to delve into from the world. Sometimes it's hard to let go of the world. Then all of that is left will be pure golden faith. Once we have achieved this, then Yehovah can use you in ministering to others. I believe with every fibre of my being that every believer of Yehovah in the Messianic community is meant by Yah to help in the ministry, to touch those who reach after Yah. It is not just Minister Yitzhak and myself. We cannot get to everyone who needs us after the service. We are one loaf. We are one body. You probably have giftings that we don't have, and you can have help people in ways that we can't help them. You are all needed to help those to try and understand how to know Yehovah better. The overly shy believer who cannot move out to help someone needs to be refined and broken to be used by Yah. All of us have to be broken. The goal is not the blessings. That is only two steps of four. Yehovah does not take us out to simply bless us, although that is all you will ever hear someone tell you. No, next is the breaking, and then is the most blessed of all, the giving of you to others. And we go to the next slide, please. In Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13 itself, it says, "And he, Yeshua, gave some as emissaries, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the set apart ones to the work of service, to a building up of the body of the Messiah, until we all come to the unity and belief of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the completeness of the Messiah." Shaul here speaks of what Yehovah gave for the sake of the believers. As we grow up so that we can do in him, we can do the work of the ministry in the world too. In Ephesians 4 and verse 16 it says, "From whom the entire body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the working by which each part does its share, causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." Every joint is to supply something to the work of the body, and everyone will do something. We all need to pray that Yehovah will show us where our ministry lies. Pray for wisdom, that he will use you with your giftings. Pray for usefulness. Pray Yehovah will use you to help people. You know, a lot of people in this congregation are doing that already. They are reaching people that I couldn't possibly reach. Some even work in hospitals. Be sensitive to that many come from different religious backgrounds and feel they already know Yah, and you could easily turn them away if you pray for them as though they're not a believer. Respect whatever relationship they already have with Yah, and do not treat them like they know nothing about him. Yehovah wants to give you to the world in ministry, not just this community, but outside of this community. All of us are one loaf. We're all to be taken. We are all to be blessed. We are all to be broken. And we are all to be given. All of us are given in some manner. Jehovah will give you to the world in a different way that he will give me. I'm not an evangelist. Never has been, never will be. That's Malachi. I'm a teacher. I'm a healer. I'm a counselor. But I'm certainly not an evangelist. Minister Malachi is the evangelist of our family. That's how we found each other. I have found my ministry. You need to find yours. Jehovah gives you ministry gifts to the Ruach so that you can give them to others. It's simply a vessel to vessel. Gift is transformed into gift. If you receive the gift of healing, so that you can give healing to others. In Acts 3, verses 2 to 9, it says, a certain man lame from his birth was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the set apart place, which is called Gepha, or beautiful, to ask alms with those entering into the set apart place. Who, seeing Kepha and Jochanan about to go into the set apart place, asked for alms. And Kepha with Jochanan looked steadfastly at him and said, look at us. He gave heed to them, expecting to receive whatever from them. But Kepha said, I do not have silver and gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And taking him by the right hand, he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones were made firm. And leaping up, he stood and walked and went in with them to the set apart place, walking and leaping and praising Elohim. And all the people saw him walking and praising Elohim. Kepha and Jochanan did not have any silver and gold, but they had a gift of healing. So gave to the crippled man, and the man was healed. And not just walked, but he leaped. And the people saw it. The apostles were taken from the world as Yeshua called them one by one. Yeshua blessed them with power, anointing them to cast out demons and to heal the sick. But then they were persecuted. They were broken in hardships. I think all but one of them were crucified. But look what they gave us. They gave us the Ketuvah HaShelachim, the word of Yehovah, the truth of how to be saved. We go to slide 2 Corinthians 4, 10 to 12. Always bearing about in the body the dying... I'll try again. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Master Yeshua, that the life of Yeshua might also be manifested in our body. For we, the living, are always delivered to death for the sake of Yeshua, that the life of Yeshua might also be manifested in our mortal flesh, so that the death indeed is working in us, but the life in you. Shaul said he was broken so that others could have a blessing. Shaul had blessings too. It was not all breaking. But without the breaking and only knowing the blessing, there can be no giving. The book of Revelation is a blessing to study and learn about the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach. To see more about Yeshua, not just the end time wars and troubles, but Yeshua is revealed in this book. Do you know that Jochanan experienced what Jochanan experienced before he wrote that book? Do you know where he wrote it? Well, we all know it was on an island called Patmos. But Patmos was a prison marble island. It wasn't just a beautiful island with coral reef somewhere. It was a marble island that was a prison island. The ancient world called it Devil's Island. So I don't think it was a very pretty place. Most men would have been completely broken on that island, but not Jochanan. He wrote the book of Revelation on it. King David wrote many beautiful Tehillim or Psalms for us to be comforted by. Do you want to know the music room where he composed those songs? On the side of a cliff, running in fear of King Shaul, who sought to kill him. We need to have been broken before we can produce our best for Yehovah. Do not fear what man or Hasatan can do for you, because it is Yah's process of preparing you for ministry. Remember, Yehovah took you out of the world. Yehovah blessed you through the death of his son Yeshua on the stake. Yehovah broke you and refined you by removing the dross of the old man that was within you. And Yehovah gave you ministry gifts so that you could give to others. You cannot give until you've been broken. That is the key. And this is why many pastors burn out. They were never broken before they started giving. There is a process, and we all have to go through it. As we start our festivals tomorrow, start in a place knowing that you have dealt with those things from the heart that are not of Yehovah and come broken to him, so that you can be refined and ready to begin using the ministry gifts that Yehovah has blessed you with and given to you. Does anybody have any questions? If not, we will move on to the remembrance service. Yes, honey.
Yeah, it was the Isle of Patmos, and you mentioned that it was a marble iron. So that probably means, I'm thinking, that it had a marble mine on it, and it was a slave camp for people banished from the empire, and they had to work in the mines.
In the mines, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was called Devil's Island because of the way they were treated. It was like Hasatan was punishing them and punishing them and punishing them.
The guards probably helped too.
Probably.
Just a thought on that refining process and breaking. It's sort of like when you're a new person, you're like ore that's cut out of the rock, and he has to grind you to dust and put you in a furnace of affliction in order to get the silver and the gold out and to burn all of that impurities off. But that's a brokenness of taking the ore and breaking it down into small little pieces so that he can process you and turn you into that fine silver or gold so that you become useful to him. Without the brokenness or the grinding process. You don't get to that fine silver or gold.
And not only that, without the brokenness, without you having gone through that, you can't have empathy with others that are going through it to help them and to serve Yehovah.
Yeah, help them through the process. Yeah.
Yeah. We all have to be broken. And probably this is why after 22 years we're still going strong. Because we were broken before we started. Praise Yah. Now he refined us. Let us go to the remembrance service.